Welcome to the Cutter's Notch podcast, hosted by author Michael DeCamp and his family. Recorded in the Cutter's Notch studios, this podcast explores anything related to creativity. You'll find interviews with creative people, such as authors, artists, and performers, as well as friendly banter about any number of topics. Turn up the volume, listen, and catch up on what's happening in Cutter's Notch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Cutter's Notch podcast, season 2, episode 1. I'm your host, Michael DeCamp, and I'm here with your lovely co-host.
Michael DeCamp's firstborn, winner of the
What's your name?
I was trying to come up with a cool title. I'm Angela DeCamp.
Well, hello, Angela.
I'm your little sidekick.
My little sidekick, so she says. Actually, I'm probably more her sidekick.
I don't know if that's true. This is definitely mostly run by you. I just show up from time to time.
I run the podcast, but she's the star of the show. We all know it. We all recognize it. But
well, I won't correct you there.
You should all write in and tell us how much you love Angela.
Just she's, compliments.
She's key to the success of this podcast, and we're just glad to be back. It has been a few months since we've recorded.
Yes.
And we've been on hiatus.
Which is a cool way of saying we've just been watching a lot of Netflix.
And Prime. Mostly, I guess lately I've been watching mostly Prime, Amazon Prime, but some Netflix. Let's go back to the word hiatus. Where in the world did the word hiatus come from?
Are you actually
kind of a fancy word for we took a break?
Oh, I don't know. I think it sounds cool. Like this was a choice, but really it was like, we can't really interview people right now with COVID. So
so we
chose to take a hiatus.
We chose to go on hiatus.
Yes, I've been wearing sunglasses and a scarf around my head, so I'm unrecognizable on the streets. I just don't want to be bothered. I'm in a hiatus.
That is the truth. That is the truth. But yeah, I have been watching quite a bit of Netflix, quite a bit.
Dad.
Oh, beep.
Accidents happen, folks. But you've watched a lot of Netflix, and what else have you watched? You're just having a hard time.
I'm trying to decide if I'm going to take
No, please leave it. Please leave it in. It was an accident. It's funny.
So I've been watching a lot of Netflix. I've been watching a lot of Amazon Prime. And a little bit of regular television because I'm still paying for cable. Yeah, it's been interesting. Not really going anywhere, not traveling for work, not traveling for pleasure.
It just feels normal now for me. Like it's kind of a relief because I don't like spending money. So it's like my friends, sorry if my friends are listening, but they'll be like, oh, do you want to go get brunch? And I can be like, oh no, I don't want to get COVID, so I can't. But now I'm going to run out of excuses. Because, so many people are getting vaccinated and hopefully things keep on a downward trend and maybe we'll be back to brunch again. Is it expensive for me?
Well, I guess I want to tell all you folks out there that this is our welcome back episode.
Yeah, so probably should have led with that.
Yeah, we should have led with that, but we just jumped right in like we've never stopped. But this is our welcome back episode. We just started, so don't really know how long this is going to go. But the plan is that this will be a fairly brief, just a quick discussion to let you all know we're back and to give you some thoughts on what we're going to be doing and talking direction. A little bit about what we have been doing while we've been on break.
I know you guys have been wondering, you know, sitting there, you haven't heard from us in a few months. You're like, gosh, I really wonder what Angela and Mike are up to.
I bet Jim Babb has.
Jim Babb definitely has.
Jim, hello, Jim Babb.
He's our number one fan.
Jim Babb is our definitely our number one fan. So.
Yeah, but if somebody wants to try to give him a run for his money, we'll take it.
They're welcome to.
You can rate and review us. Yeah.
Give it a go. So tell us, Angela, what's a couple of highlights from your world during the break we've had? What have you been up to?
I think I can run again. So, I mean, that's a relative term, but I'd had a foot injury for like over a year and now I'm starting to get to the point where I can kind of run again. Is that what you're asking? Like activities?
Yeah,
stuff
like that. Yeah.
I didn't know if you were asking specifically about creative moment or if you're asking.
No, we're not really to that yet. We're just talking about what we've been up to.
I started grad school.
Hey,
I forgot to, I don't even know if I'd applied by the last time we'd.
That's pretty major.
Yeah. I started grad school. So I'm studying, I'm going for my master's of public administration at the O'Neill School in IUPUI. And I really, really like it, but it really makes me just dislike politicians of all shapes and sizes. So, you know, it's fine.
Well, no, you had already had one class, right? You finished one class or you're in the middle of your first one.
Yeah, no, I'm getting towards the end of my first class. I started the spring semester.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then you would have started this mm-hmm. since our break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's been a lot of work. It's just a lot of reading and it's a lot of like theory type papers and old dead people who had ideas on what public administration is.
But you're liking it.
I really do. I actually really like, I like even my class is a Zoom class. So basically we meet every Wednesday and the class is what I really look forward to. It's interesting to have the discussion. I really like my instructor and the other people in the class. It's kind of fun to have a little bit of banter with all of them and looking forward to hopefully just developing some friendships and relationships within that little area in my life. So that's the big thing in my life, is just going for my master's, which is really scary. And I'm trying to do this in a way, I'm doing it really slowly. And luckily when you work at IU, they offer a tuition benefit, which basically covers just about 3 credit hours per semester, a little bit more than that. So I'm trying to do it really carefully and really slowly so that I don't get any more debt on top of the student debt that I already have.
Well, very good.
Yeah,
very
I'm
good.
Smart, you know.
Well, we'll have to track how that goes in the coming weeks and months. And
it's funny you said it's like, oh, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
No, that was not in, sure, the, in the least bit doubtful of your success. I know it's going to be awesome. You're going to do great. But it'd be good to hear some updates from time to time yeah. of what class are you taking next and, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I will tell you my next class is like Leading in a Global Society.
Very appropriate. Yeah. Very appropriate.
What about you, Mike?
Well, I've been mostly just gaining weight.
Dad! Well, that makes two of us.
Yeah, you know, the combination of COVID pandemic stuff and then the natural winter darkness and cold. And then I had a back injury in the fall. And
injuries will really throw things
yeah,
out.
So I got off of my... I was really... active and solid through the summertime and into the fall last year. I was walking at least 5,000 steps every day. I was I was lifting weights. I was hitting certain activity goals. I've got an iWatch, you know, so I track all this activity and mm-hmm. I was closing all my circles. For those of you with iWatches, you'll know what I'm talking about, but I was closing all my circles every day for about, probably 4 months. And then I hurt my back.
It's funny how some things like that can really sideline you. Like I was really active leading up into the fall and then I fell ill and it took me a while to bounce back too. And so that's been a struggle.
Yeah. Well, it took me a while to get over the back thing, but that took me completely out of my system.
Routine.
I'm very much a routine person.
Me so too.
If I can get into a routine, I can maintain it. Mm-hmm. And I have a career that's not conducive to routines. So in my job, typically I've been something different every single day until the pandemic. Well, the pandemic hit and I'm in the same room every day for work. Mm-hmm. And so it's been easy to be in a routine. And I was in a great routine last year until the back thing hit. Mm-hmm. And then that threw me out of the routine. Then it got cold and it got dark. And I don't do well with cold and dark. Maybe one or the other is okay, but both of them together, just too much. And so I eat for comfort and enjoyment. And
which
so
isn't
I
always a bad thing, but I also would say it's pretty natural, especially in the Midwest, to like put on some winter weight and have it naturally kind of fall off in the summer as you're more active and outside. Like
it doesn't naturally fall off of me anymore. It takes a lot of work.
Well, I just wanted to like, I mean, health is always an important thing to consider, but just, you know, weight in itself is.
Yeah. So that's mostly what I've been doing the last 3 months is gaining weight until the last week. When we started a new program, and I know you health conscious people out there who know what you're doing will cringe at what I'm about to tell you.
I'm cringing right now. I already know.
I started a program, a rather famous one, promoted by one of the Osmonds. And
is that how you guys got onto it? Donnie Osmond said something?
No, it would have been Marie Osmond.
Oh, gosh.
Your mom suggested it, and I said, well, since Marie supports it, because I have this little crush on Marie.
It's a logical decision.
Let's do it. So
it's very rational.
To me, it was just an idea of kickstarting something, but I've lost 10 pounds in the last week. And so it's like, that's a lot to lose in a week.
I have weird feelings about that, but I'm going to let you guys do what you want to do.
Well, I can't, there's no way I can maintain this long term. This has got to be, this was a kickstart thing. This is just something to get me going.
More of a psychological thing for you.
Completely psychological.
I know, it's funny. I'm going to bring it up because it was funny to me, but I came over for lunch today and mom had made this feast, right? Like I've got some meatloaf and some homemade mashed potatoes and some green beans. And so I fill up my plate. I'm expecting you guys to do the same. And we sit down at the table and mom and you grab these just baggies of raw carrots and raw celery and like one bar of like a meal bar. And I was like, what are we in Rivendell? Like, what are you eating?
I'm sorry, but my compulsion is to correct a little bit, but we had, it was, cucumbers instead of celery, but
oh, you're right. You're right. It was cucumbers.
Yeah, man. It was just, I had a plate full of carrot sticks and cucumbers. And I had this little bar over here and Angela is chowing down on meatloaf and green beans and buttery mashed potatoes. And I'm like, and your mom's like, Oh, this is great. I love this.
I'm over here making fun of you. I'm like, well, mom, do you want me to grab you some lettuce? And she's like, oh, I love lettuce.
And I'm like, but I'm right now it's working. So, I need to get some weight off and I'm feeling better
just
already.
My
clothes
you...
are feeling better. And, so far so good.
Well, but, as long as you recognize and know that that is not a sustainable way of eating for the rest of your life.
It is not. And I, you know, the key thing is to not do this to the point that when I start to break it, that I completely go the other direction and put everything back. You know, it's gotta be, I gotta reach a balance.
So I think you just ideally want to get to a point where whatever you end up eating naturally is kind of what you can sustain the rest of your life.
I needed to shift from all the really crappy food I was eating to something more nutritious and stable and balanced. And what I've done is from all the crappy food that I've been eating to this like elfin.
Well, but I won't even say, I'll argue on the calling it crappy food. It's not necessarily, food is food, you know, it's just, you know.
Well, some people wouldn't argue with me. They, because, you know, cheeseburgers and French fries
are delicious and they serve you in a different way.
I love them.
They're neither good nor bad.
Shouldn't eat so many of them. That's the thing. It's called balance. All right,
we're not going to agree on this. So we should change topics.
Well, we're not that far off actually, but I get you. So, what have you been reading, Miss Angela?
I'm feeling very proud of myself and this is probably an amateur thing for some and other people would be, whoa, what do you know? But so far this year I've read 26 total books.
26.
Last year I read 15 total.
You remember that whole year series of podcasts we had where you were on the same book?
I don't want to talk about it again. I'm on the same book. I'm still on the same book. I've read 26 books this year.
Since the first of the year, 26 books.
I'm on my 27th book right now. So actually I'm reading sort of two books at the same time, but which one was I going to tell you about? Oh, I guess I'll start with this one because they're coming out with a TV series of it. I started towards the end of last year and into this year, the Shadow and Bone series, which is a young adult series. It's not like something I'm proud of as I'm so smart. I read this book because it's YA, it's approachable, it's easy to read, but it got me right back into reading for fun and not just reading to be a better person, which you can still do with YA, but basically it's a fantasy type young adult novel, but it's coming out just here in April, April 23rd. They're releasing on Netflix a TV series that covers, I think, the first book or so. And it has Ben Barnes in it, who is the most attractive person.
He's not as good looking as Marie Osmond.
No, we're not having this discussion. There's no comparison.
But just so you all know, I have gotten roped into reading that book also. So I read Shadow and Bone.
Yeah.
Angela read it and Nancy's read it and Andrea started it after I started it, but she finished it before I get to the end.
This is what happens is I give mom something. I'm like, if you give a mom a cookie, she's going to share it with every single person she knows. Like as soon as I read this book, I really like this book. I think you'd like it. She's like, okay, I'll read it. She reads it and she buys you a book. She's like, here, you'll like this book. Read it. She buys Andrea a copy. Andrea doesn't even care about reading it. She's like, I got you this book. Read it. Now Andrea's reading it. So
Shadow and Bone. What's the name of the author?
Leigh Bardugo. Yep. She's actually pretty interesting. I read another one of her books last year. It's an adult novel, which you actually might like. It's called Ninth House and it's a completely different series. But it's basically kind of based on secret societies at Yale, and like there's like magical element and sort of a demonic sort of thing going on. And I feel like you might actually really enjoy that one. But I read her book then, and I really liked it. So I decided to dive in on the YA stuff that she'd written, because it's pretty wildly popular online. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was a fun little ride.
Cool.
And well, I just finished her whole series.
I can't believe you've read that many books in this short period of time. And we're only in the fourth month of the year, and you've read 26 books.
I feel like it's one of those things. This is why when people say, oh, I don't like to read, it's important to note that, like, well, I mean, maybe you're just not reading the thing that gets you. You know, when you find something that's really fun, then you can really dive into the genre and enjoy it. But sometimes it's hard to find something until you find that something.
Right,
just
right.
Like with any TV show or movie.
Well, how about you? The first book I finished in 2021 was The Tinderbox, A Soldier of Indira.
I think you'd started that.
Yeah, I'd started
while we
it.
We were doing our other one.
When we recorded the last one, I had just started it. That was written by Lou Diamond Phillips and illustrated. I thought it was by his daughter, but I think it's actually by his wife. But really a good kind of a science fiction fantasy book. I really enjoyed it. Really good story about these two worlds that used to be one world, and they had a cataclysmic event that split the world in half. I mean, physically.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, you know, they're kind of floating in space, and there's one society on one half of the planet that's really rich and wealthy, and their planet is lush. And then there's a planet on the other side that's arid and poor, and they hate each other. And they've been at war for, you know, years, hundreds of years. And so this basically is the story of a soldier from one planet, one half of the planet, who they invaded the other half, and he got left behind when everybody else retreated. And it's the story of his adventure in that side of the world. But very, very good story. I really enjoyed it and gave it, I think I gave it 5 stars. So it was really good. And so that's one book.
Are you going to read through every single book that you have?
No, because we've gone 17 minutes, so I'm not going to do that. But I will tell you, I'm going to save another one for another recording.
Sure.
And then the other book I read was a Dean Koontz book,
mm-hmm.
called Elsewhere. I think it's a relatively new book. But it's another kind of I would call it a techno thriller.
Techno thriller.
A techno thriller.
Sounds like a club thing.
Yeah. Well,
do you have to like take some Molly before you read it?
Best not.
Unadvisable.
But,
in general,
I say techno thriller because it's based on technology that doesn't exist, but it's, basically a high end scientist, a physicist creates this machine that lets you skip between dimensions. And the idea is that there are literally hundreds, maybe thousands of parallel dimensions, all with the same people basically living separate lives or different lives. And you can, with this machine, you can jump from one to the other. But obviously there's a lot of interest by people who are not the best people in sure. being able to do that. And they consider that a power thing. So basically it's a techno thriller. I got a lot of fun, a lot of enjoyment out of reading the story.
Yeah.
It's a typical Dean Koontz techno thriller, but very, very good.
I think, well, that's my big thing. And this is probably why I've read so much this year is just, I'm just seeking escapement. Like I just want to read to get out of the world that we're living in right now, which it can be good and bad, I guess. Yeah. But you know, we've been living in this sad, scary world for the last few years. It's hard to turn your, you know, mind away from some of the woes, but it's very easy when you find a good book and you can kind of pull yourself out of your world and into a different one.
Right. Well, that's one of the reasons why I really took up reading. I just love it's like taking a vacation without going anywhere, putting yourself in danger without actually being in danger.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like watching a movie in your mind. I really just get a kick out of reading fiction. I also read a lot of nonfiction, and I write a little bit of nonfiction, but I particularly enjoy fiction.
I just have a hard time. Like, I enjoy some nonfiction. In fact, one of the books I'm reading right now is a nonfiction book, but I'm having a really hard time staying as motivated to read as quickly with that when I've got, you know, some stories that are so compelling, just pulling me right back in. And I want to know who's killing who and who's going to survive and are they going to fall in love? And because that's important to me, I need to have a little bit of romance in my reading choices too. So it's, you know,
I just finished a nonfiction book. Yeah. And actually, I'm not going to go into it in a lot of detail because in the next episode of the Cutter's Notch podcast, we will be interviewing the author.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. The title of the book is Paradise Road, a memoir written by Marilyn Crete.
Okay.
And I've known Marilyn Crete for roughly 20 years. I haven't seen her in probably
a long time.
18 years. It's been a really long time. I picked up her book and read it and really enjoyed it. And we'll go into a lot of detail on that in the next episode. I think if you're listening to this, I think the tuning in for the Marilyn Crete interview will be something to really look forward to, because I think it's going to be her life as detailed in that memoir is, well, I learned a lot about my friend Marilyn. I can tell you that. I learned a lot about
the way you said that.
well, you wait till you hear the details, but really, really good. So that's coming up. But that's a book I just finished.
Okay.
I haven't decided what to read next. All the rest of you want me to read that next Shadow and Bone book, the next Grisha book.
I don't care.
I've got a couple other books. I've got a little hankering to read about Jack Reacher. So I'm tempted to pick up a Jack Reacher book. I picked up a Ranger's Apprentice, the next episode of the Ranger's Apprentice series that I need to read. And I've got a couple other options. And so I'm like, I don't know what to read next, but yeah.
Just pick something and go with it. You'll get to all the ones you want. Like I've got a big list on my wish list on all the books I'm going to read next, and it just keeps growing, and it doesn't really ever get smaller.
Well, let's talk a little bit really quickly about the plans for the podcast coming up.
Yeah, Dad, what are they?
Well, the plans are, you know, we're going to go back to guests. You know, we've had, I must say that, you know, in the last two or three months that we did, well, we had that long stretch where we only did a handful of podcasts. We weren't very consistent. There were a couple of them in there where we kind of winged it, frankly. And
I always wing it. So yeah, that's nothing new for me.
But they weren't really thought out and planned very detailed in advance. So that's probably something that we need to, you know, look at in the future, making sure we have good quality content for each one of the episodes. I don't want to waste the listeners' time.
I feel like they're still good episodes. Talk about them like they're not good.
Well, I didn't say they weren't good, but I want to make sure that they're thought out in advance, and I'll take that on as that'll be my job. And you can feel free to wing as much as you want to wing.
Keep winging it.
we're going to make sure that we have guests. We've got Marilyn Crete, obviously, coming up next. We will have Angela Jackson Brown back soon.
Ah, I'm so excited.
She's got a brand new book coming out, and she got a big book
deal.
Y'all
can find it at Target.
Well, it hasn't released yet.
Oh.
It's releasing this month, so probably in about a week, I think. I think it's called When Stars Rain Down.
But by the time that this airs, you might be able to.
Oh, yeah. By the time this comes out, you'll be able to pick up Angela Jackson Brown's new book. But she got a big deal. They're going to be selling them in all the bookstores and all the outlets. And there's a big deal with Target because they're going to put them in all the Target stores. So she got a big deal, a really big book deal. So I'm excited to have her back and talk about that book. We're still planning. Angela and I were planning when this whole went down last year. We were planning to make a trip to my hometown. Big fancy Muncie, Indiana, and we were going to interview some local musicians, and we were going to interview a photographer who's a kind of a really successful photographer, very creative photographer in the Muncie area. And I had a whole number of other kind of guests sort of lined up, and
we abandoned those plans. We abandoned hope of following those hope plans.
Of tracking those plans down.
We've postponed them. They'll happen eventually.
I want to get David and Pamela Ackerman in for an interview, which is really close friends of ours, Nancy and I, but David and Nancy went to
high school
together. I don't think they were in the same grade, but he's like a formally trained like vocal artist. But they do local gigs, and they've been doing couch concerts every week for the last year.
Yeah, you guys basically have listened to them from Facebook every Friday night.
Every Friday night. That's my, And I've become friends with all my wife's friends that are all on that
Friend group.
But look up David the Voice Ackerman if you're interested. I think it's David the Voice Ackerman is the name of his website. And you can look him up on Facebook too.
He's got lessons, doesn't he?
He does voice lessons and he does local concerts and things like that. He's really, really quite talented. And especially when he gets into some of the more classic stuff, when he does some of the classical.
Yeah, because he sings kind of like operatically sometimes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he every once in a while he throws in a little bit of the operatic kind of stuff. And man, that just knocks your socks off. So anyway, we're going to try to get them in. So got a lot of good guests kind of in mind and lined up and looking forward to doing that. One of the issues that has been kind of inhibiting us is the ability to have guests come in. Because I love to interview in person. There's just something about sitting across the table,
yeah.
See the eyes, see the reaction, you know, and be able to gauge that. And actually the sound's a little bit better on the microphone than it is coming over the phone. So I prefer in person. Well, that's just been out the window during this pandemic. So we're about to the point where, well, we're going to be fully vaccinated and most of the people we're going to be having around are going to be fully vaccinated. So we're going to be doing that soon. But I've been thinking about folks.
At least temporarily,
embracing the outdoor noise.
The great outdoors, the ambiance that is our
neighborhood.
the Cutter's
Notch Studio neighborhood. And moving out on the Cutter's Notch deck.
Extensive grounds.
Yeah, we're going to move out on the Cutter's Notch deck and maybe just embrace the noise. So my wife, Nancy, was like, you're going to have noise out there. I'm like, well, yeah. You know, and when you're doing recording, you can either try to have the pristine, noiseless background or you can embrace it. And so
it's temporary. We want to be able to do this more regularly in the way that we're going to do this as safely as we can is outside for a little while.
Yep, absolutely. So that's kind of the plans coming up. We're excited to be back at it. I know I just love podcasting and I think Angela really enjoys
Mike,
it.
Mike, I just love the sound of my own voice and so does Angela.
Angela loves the sound of her dad's voice.
Yeah, I listen to this podcast whenever I need to fall asleep.
Very good.
A compliment and a burn.
Yeah, yeah. Bazinga.
Oh my gosh. Boomer over here.
Hey,
I'm allowed to do that.
Big Bang Theory. I love it. Hello, Sheldon Cooper. Okay. Well, and I think that kind of wraps it up. Again, next episode, we'll have the guest Marilyn Crete. In fact, we're going to be recording that interview with her in just a few minutes. So, but it's going to air 2 weeks after this one. So, I'm getting kind of excited for that. So look, if you're listening to this one, tune into the next one because I think it's going to be a great
conversation. Wait a couple weeks. Don't forget. Put it in your calendars.
Maybe they should just subscribe.
You know, that's a novel idea.
They should subscribe to this podcast. That way it always tells them when they've got a new one.
Yeah.
I think they should. And they should also give us a review.
Review us.
Yeah.
And tell your friends.
Yeah. And by the way, thank you, Bill Whitehair, for being our technical guru.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. So
do we call him our producer? Is he our producer?
Let's call him producer.
Our executive producer,
yeah.
Bill Whitehair.
He's kind of the voluntary producer because
he deserves a cool title because he does this.
When we start getting paid for this, maybe he can get paid for this. But for right now, he's a volunteer.
Well, if he would do a better job editing it, then maybe we would get paid.
No, don't start slamming Bill.
Sorry, Bill. I was on the track of giving you compliments and then I took it away.
You know Angela. Okay, folks, thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning in. It's been fun for us to get started again, and we look forward to what's coming in the coming. Thanks for joining us on this Cutter's Notch podcast.
Bye now.
The Cutter's Notch podcast is available through most podcast listing providers. New episodes drop approximately twice a month. You can email Michael at authormichaeldecamp@gmail.com. Michael DeCamp is the author of two novels, Abandon Hope, Cutter's Notch Book 1, and Nozomi's Battle, Cutter's Notch Book 2. A collection of short stories entitled Cutter's Notch Interludes, and one nonfiction Christian devotional book entitled Loving Out Loud, Learning to Love in a Hate-Filled World. All books can be found on Amazon or ordered from your local bookseller. Please join us again on the next episode of the Cutter's Notch podcast.